Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chris Carosa is here. Chris is a five-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Carosa Stanton Asset Management Organization, certified trust and financial advisor, author of A Piece of the Action. That's A Piece of the Action. That's with the like the food. And also Hamburger Dreams. And also from cradle to retirement, he's a wealth of information, and he's here to talk to us about a topic that he and I've never talked about before. Chris Carosa, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back as always, Chris. So, over the last few months, more of us have been paying attention to something that I want you're going to report on today, and it just needs to continue to be talked about, and that's this law that's passed in California, a new law in California called AB5, and I want you to, for those who may not be familiar with AB5, Chris, why don't you tell us what it means?
Well, it really came about in September of 2019. That was last year. It was passed then, and it became effective on January 1st of this year. The intention of the law is to protect part-time worker or independent contractors who were not previously getting benefits that normal employees would get. So that would be like overtime, you know, retirement benefits, sick leave, things like that. So what it did is it reclassified independent contractors as employees, and that was supposed to help them. Of course, there was a side effect. No, I shouldn't call it a side effect, because actually they did this on purpose. They limited the ability of gig workers from doing the kind of job activities, independent job activities, that they wanted to do.
Right.
And I'll say that my relationship to this is something you didn't mention that I am. I'm the president of the National Society of Newspaper Columnists, because I'm a writer, I'm a journalist, mm-hmm. in addition to the other things that I'm doing. And we're sort of like the canary in the mine when it comes to this sort of thing. So the law specifically prohibits you from engaging in more than 35 different jobs for the same firm within a single year. If you do that, you're no longer an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. You're considered an employee.
In fact, the IRS has a list of 20 rules, as you know, Chris, has a list
right.
of 20 rules that you have to abide by to still be considered a contractor and not an employee. And of course, as we know, part of the problem with this is not the true gig worker. There are two problems. Number one are the employers who try to avoid paying a payroll tax for people who work for them, and improperly the IRS would say illegally classify them as contractors when they're really not. That's one problem. The other problem is the attempt to promote unionism, to promote the organization of unions in a community, in a business. And if there's a bunch of gig workers, bunch of contractors, then they can't organize those people. And that's the one that has been one of the things. And this got started, Chris, you may remember, about 4 years ago, the Obama administration issued their NLRB issued a memo saying that they were going to start doing things like classifying the employees of a franchisee, some McDonald's owner of a franchise in Peoria, but they were going to make their employees become employees of the mothership of McDonald's Corporation. And this is what's been happening. Where we are with AB5 is a product of that, and it's a bad direction to be headed in. What do you think?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've interviewed lots of attorneys and accountants for these articles that I'm writing on this, and it's pretty apparent that this will increase business costs about 20 to 30% per employee. I mean, that's pretty standard. Just anytime you hire somebody, there's about that much overhead. And already we're seeing cutbacks in the industry. I think Vox cut back a couple hundred positions, independent contracting positions. These are people that lost their job.
They lost their ability to earn money as a contractor.
Right. And they're not being hired as part-time workers.
Mm-mm.
They're just let go. They have zero income now, where before they had income. And there are a number of independent worker-related groups, whether it be journalism groups or truck drivers or things like that, who are taking this law to court to try to prevent it from continuing. But we'll see how that plays out in law.
Well, it's also impacted the Uber drivers, the peer-to-peer drivers, Uber and Lyft and those kind of guys. It's affected them.
Well, some say that's the real target of this law. That's really where it started. Officially, it came from some sort of court case that occurred in California in 2018, which reestablished how you classify workers between being contractors and being workers. And it just codified that. But it went over and above what the IRS and the Department of Labor use in terms
California will do on a regular basis.
Right. The real issue is, and I think you mentioned this before I came on the air, is that this is going to start being like a viral thing in other states. I know New York and New Jersey are talking about doing similar laws, but there's a few other states that are considering the same thing. And this is really going to be harmful to the economy as a whole, because, as you know, we've kind of trended towards more of this gig worker type of economy because people wanted to be autonomous and have some more freedom in terms of their own life. And some people did, at least. Maybe not everybody, but a growing number of people prefer this sort of gig environment. The other thing, and this I think is being underreported, is it's really hurting the ability of people to implement the retirement plan strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. I'm sure you know a lot of people who have worked for a company for
Chris, hold on to that thought, because I want you to be able to flesh that out a little bit more when we come back after the break. So, folks, the two things we're going to talk about is this retirement thing that Chris was talking about, but also the bellwether effect, what I'm calling the bellwether effect of a state like California infecting a state like New York, and New York affecting a state like Kentucky, things like that. And it's dangerous. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for capitalism, and it's horrible for Main Street small businesses. 20 after, right back with Chris Carosa. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.